Welcome, everybody, to Sticks and Bones. My name's Hector. This is Season 2, Episode 1. How's everybody doing out there? First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for all your likes and everybody that follows me. And thank you for the comments that you guys leave. I apologize for the long rest that I had, but I had some personal stuff I had to take care of. So this episode here, I want to speak on how and why people get initiated into the religion, the Palo Briyumba religion. It could be Mayombe, Kimbisa, Monte, any one of these branches. If your intentions are to do harm to your enemies, you're pretty much wasting your time getting initiated to destroy or to hurt your enemies or people that's hurt you in the past. If your intentions are to scare people because you have a ganga, or because you have a muerto, or if your intentions are to install fear on people, you're wasting your time, bro. You're just wasting your time. You're wasting your money. And if your intentions are to be in inside a Campo Finda, if you want to be in a cemetery so people can say, oh, look at him, he's in the cemetery, he's working the cemetery, he's this great warlock, you're wasting your time, bro. You're wasting your time. Palo Briyumba, the way of life, the way I walk, this is for you. Like, the reason why you should get initiated is so you can grow. You can grow within. You can grow in your spirituality. You can grow your prosperity. And also to grow mentally. To be strong mentally. You go, once you get initiated, your ganga will put you to the test. You know, you'll get tested a lot. In the spiritual realm, it will test you a lot. If you need to be humbled, believe me, you will get humbled. Sometimes some of us, the majority of us, learn the hard way. If you get scratched with me, I'll tell you things to watch out for, things not to do. But it's really highly likely that you're going to do them, and you're going to learn the hard way. Everybody gets tested, and everybody gets hard lessons to learn. Everybody does, because we're human. We kind of tend to test things to see if they work, you know. We should just, you know, believe. But I won't bash your head about, you know, you learning the hard way, because that's pretty much the way we're gonna learn. The majority of us, I for one, I'm not perfect, man. I learned the hard way on a lot of situations in my life. They show you, man. They show you they're there. You get tested, and then you go through a couple fails, but we figure it out, and I'll tell you, you know, hey, you come up with a reading with me. Hey, you messed up here. You should have done this. Why did you do that? Well, this and that, you know? But you'll learn with time. It takes a while. I mean, once you're scratched, that's not, like I said in other episodes, once you get scratched, it is a hurdle, but it is an achievement, but it's that's just the beginning. It's very, 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 very beginning, because then once you get scratched, you got to start studying. You know, you're not going to just, you're pretty much like a, you're a baptized, you know, you get baptized, and but you hear me saying you get scratched, that's getting baptized. And once you're baptized, you're like a baby. So you're new. You gotta start crawling. You can't be in the marathon right away, you know, thinking you're gonna do all kinds of stuff. It depends on the person. It depends on your spirits, your guides, your spirit guides, your ancestors, and your pot. It depends a lot on them, how far you're gonna go, where you're gonna go, or how fast you're gonna start. I started when I got scratched, and I was already doing limpias, like maybe a few weeks after, you know, I started doing limpias. And the reason was that that my muertos, my ganga was like very, very like, I guess because I was a little older, my muertos were like, kind of like, hey man, let's do this, let's do. I kind of felt like, man, I got to start working, I got to do this, I got to do that. I just wanted to start, learning about everything. I was really, really, really into it. I still feel the same way right now, man. It's been years, and I still feel like I'm learning, which I'm going to keep learning for the rest of my life. There's no real end to the learning because this religion is so profound, and there's a lot of secrets. And you kind of got to go with what your ganga tells you, because a lot of people like to mix, Catholicism and Jesus and they mix other religions to follow. But the first thing I tell my guys that when I scratch people, that this religion is really, really ancient. It's old. It's before any other religion. So let's try to keep it like that, keep it. Like I said on another podcast, Paulo Brayumba has the most African retention. We have the least amount of Christianity or any other religion. We don't believe that Good Friday is the best day to do any types of works, because Good Friday stems from Catholicism, Jesus, when he was crucified and all that. And we don't go by none of those rules. We respect every other religion, but we don't go by any other rules. Any day of the week, any day of the year is a good day to do any types of works, either positive or negative. And like I said, these works are equal. They're good. We take the good with the bad. I've seen a lot of videos, and I've seen a lot of batatas, man. I see posts, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok posts that you have, tatas from Cuba. They start posting Jesus this, Jesus that, or a cross, or, and it's just, I'm nobody to tell them that they're wrong, but the thing is that this religion here, it comes from the Bantu, and Jesus was, mix him in any part of our rituals. We don't mix Catholicism, Jesus, the crucifix, none of that stuff into Paulo, because Paulo's really, really old. The only thing that you get from any type of synchronism, like when you synchronize any other religion to this religion, this way of life, what you're doing is you're doing harm. You're doing harm. See, the thing is, when you get into this religion that I practice, you have to forget everything you've been taught. From, I went to Catholic school, I used to go to church, and all that stuff there is just something different in my life, I don't want to bash them, but it's just something different. So I keep that away from, I keep that away from any teachings that I receive in Paulo. So when other paleros start synchronizing Jesus or Catholicism or Good Friday and stuff like that to Paulo, you're doing a lot more damage, because you're a tata and you're teaching multiple religions, and that's not a good thing. You're doing harm to we have to keep obviously with time, we lost a lot of good teachings and stuff like that to the older tatas that passed away that didn't want to share. But we have our muertos, our muertos will guide us. So synchronization of other religions, that doesn't fly with Paulo Brayumba. We never do that. So when you synchronize another religion with Paulo, what you're doing is you're eliminating the identity of this way of life. Like, say, for example, if you're mixing the orishas with the impungos, you're mixing the energies. You're mixing those energies from another religion to the Paulo religion, and that weakens it. You're eliminating the, your teachings are mixed. Your teachings are they're two different religions. And when you do that mentally, You're moving energies with your mind. When you're a Tata, when you're a priest, you move energies with your mind. So if you're calling Ogun, but you're in front of Saravanda, you're eliminating to say it a little bit better, you're diluting the teachings of Paulo Brilhumba Kongo. You're diluting the ancient way, the ancient teachings of it by mixing it with a different religion or any type of santo or other religion. You're eliminating the way we practice Paulo. Don't mix, like for example, Lucero. If you mix Elewa with Lucero, Elewa is a kid. He's the opener of roads. Elewa has a completely different energy. It's somewhat similar if you look at it from afar. Of course, obviously, it's somewhat similar, but they're two different energies. You can't be mixing Lucero with Elewa, because they're two completely different energies. And what you're doing, you're eliminating the practice of Paulo Brilhumba. Don't do that. Don't. And I understand. I understand. Though it's a little bit difficult for people to do that, because the reason why it's difficult, it's not for me, because I practice Paulo. And the 80% of the religion that I practice is Paulo. So I'm just have my foot in Lukumi. So, and I know about Elewa, you know, I have my Elewa, but I don't ever mix that. So I don't know enough of Lukumi to mix it. But when you mix, you're mixing energies, you're eliminated the practice of Paulo. And when you do that, you're kind of, it's easy to do that, because you're working two different religions at the same time. If you say, for example, if you have Santo Coronado in your head, that's it. You're full-blooded Lukumi. You practice, you know, you move those energies. And the majority of, I think, a very high percentage majority of people, of paleros that are scratched in, you know, any four of the branches, they also practice Lukumi, so it's easy for them to do it. Okay, so let me make an example. Just like I said in other podcasts, when I speak of Mama Chola, the energy of Mama Chola is the river, fertility, love, and all that. So when I speak on her, I say her, and I shouldn't. She's not a female. The reason is she's an energy. She was, I'm doing it again. Mama Chola was never human. The reason why we say she and that, because we mix Lukumi. So we're mixing Oshun, which Oshun is a santo from Lukumi, and she's the energy of the river in Lukumi, and we say she because she was a human. She was a human being. She walked the earth. And there's a really, really beautiful, she's a beautiful Orisha, very, very powerful. I love her. I love her a lot because she's helped me a lot. But we can say, when I'm speaking about Oshun, the energy of the power of the river, of love, fertility, all that, we can say she because she used to be a human being, and then she went into the spiritual realm, and now she's a santo. But in Paulo, the energy of the river, that's Mama Chola. So we should never say she. And I do it a lot. It's understandable because it's kind of hard to distinguish that in my head because I was taught both of those. But like I said, when you do actual, you know, obras, when you're doing rituals and all that, if you're a palero, make sure you focus on those types of energies and don't say he or she to the impungos. And don't mix the names up, and try not to teach like two different religions at once. That's the reason why, one of the reasons why I like what I do now, because I just do Paulo, you know. I just do Paulo, and I learn about it, and I ask questions, and I read about it, and, you know, I watch videos and this and that, and I ask, you know, my elders for guidance of just Paulo, you know, so I could embed that in my head. And when I call out, when I do my rituals and I call out the energies, I'm doing it the correct way, without mixing any santos. So then back to getting scratched. So once you get scratched, you really, there's very few people that will understand what it is to be a tata. I mean, anybody can be a tata, but to be a tata, you really need to understand what you're doing. Anybody can, you know, anybody can memorize the mambos. Anybody can memorize the prayers. But when you're doing actual rituals, you need to understand what you're doing. Like, you need to connect with nature on your own. You got to do that by yourself. Like I tell my God kids, you guys need to sit down from your Nganga and connect, you know, connect and believe and have faith. Pretty much the same thing. And once you have that connection, you're gonna realize things on your own. Like, for example, Palo Briyumba is an old ancient religion that has nothing to do with Christianity, Lukumi, or any other religion whatsoever. If you can understand that, you can understand the rest. It's just getting a connection. You gotta understand the way it works. That's highly, highly important. You can teach people. You can tell them, hey, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do that. But in order for them to understand why you're doing stuff, that's a little bit deeper. And like I said, if you want to get into the religion, you gotta want to get into the religion. And you have, because if you want to get into it and you want it, like from your inside, you really, really want it, you're going to make the initiative to learn. You know, you're going to read. You're going to ask a lot of questions. And why this? Why that? When I get somebody that's like that, I said, this guy wants to learn. This guy's going to be a real tata. You know? And ask a lot of questions, man. Ask, you know, and I'm not intimidated by questions. You know, I don't know everything. You know, I say it on my podcast. I've always said it. I'm not this great warlock that knows everything, because I don't. You know, I'm new, and I'm going to probably always be new. I'm an apprentice, you know, because I'm still learning. And I believe a tata will always be an apprentice, because you can meet other tatas that know how to do other things you don't know how, you know, and then your muertos teach you. They put stuff in your head that's new that you didn't know. So I believe all tatas are always apprentices, because this, like I said, this religion, this way of life is so profound and so deep and so beautiful that I don't think there's enough time in a lifetime to be the almighty, great, know everything tata, you know? So like I said, the first thing to be a great tata, you have to connect with nature by yourself. You got to connect with nature, and then you got to connect with your ancestors. And that, you do it by yourself. Nobody's going to teach you that. You do it, you sit down in your pot, and you smoke with him, and you talk to him, and you do what you got to do, man. You connect. You know, there's a connection there. You'll feel it, man. If you do what I tell you, you'll do it. You'll connect. You got to want it, too, though. You got to want it. Like I said, there's people that just get scratched to get scratched. There's people that get scratched to say they get scratched. There's people that get scratched, they don't even need to learn nothing. They just get scratched for protection. Everybody's different. We all have different paths. But if you want to be a tata, a real, real good tata in the religion, you got to have that drive, homie. You got to have that drive that you want to learn, and you're going to connect by yourself. You're going to connect with your Nganga. You're going to connect with the cosmos. You're going to connect with nature. You're going to connect with your ancestors. And once you have that connection, bro, everything's going to come. And then you start doing your works, you know, you start doing the job to get a raise, and bam, you get a raise. You know what I mean? And it's all up to you. So this will be the end of this first episode of the second season of Sticks and Bones. I'm just here to give out basic knowledge on the way of life, just so people can understand to be very careful out there, man. Just be very, very careful. If you're trying to get initiated in this, and if you want to learn and get initiated and start working energies, just be very, very careful, because if you have a different plan other than to learn and to be a humble person and to get in touch with your spirituality and then become a stronger and better mentally person. If you have something else in mind, you got to understand that the spirits, they hear you, man. They can see you and they know what you're thinking. So be very, very careful, because I hate to be this blunt, but I'll tell you from what I've seen, they will fuck you up. So excuse my language. But yeah, man, they don't play with this, man. If you're a conniving person and you think you're gonna slip into something and try to move your own stuff, man, those things will go right back. Oh my God, they'll hurt you. I've seen it done. So be careful, and be very careful, and watch out who you go with. I recommend somebody you really know. Don't just get people off the Spotify or Facebook that, you know, that post a bunch of, you know, follow stuff. And you got to really analyze your godfather. Like, analyze how he treats people. You know, if he's in a good mood all the time, if he's in a bad mood, good mood, whatever. Just see how he treats everybody, because pretty much that's how you're going to be treated. Just be careful, man. You know, I don't want nobody out there. I don't want to push somebody out there to do something and then they regret it or something bad happens to them. That's why I like to spew out all this info. I wish I had somebody that would have told. I would have made the same choice that I did. But if somebody would have told me, if I would have heard like the stuff that I'm saying from somebody else, you know, that wouldn't have changed my decision, but I would have had more knowledge, you know, a lot more basic knowledge. The reason why I say that, because I've seen some videos. I've seen some YouTube videos, TikToks, and some people out there that are just, they say that once you get initiated into this way of life, what you're doing is evil, and what you're doing is you're making a pact with the devil, and you're making a pact with God. Okay, so for one thing that I say a lot on a lot of my episodes, so if you've listened to one of my episodes, at least one, you'll know that I say that this religion is extremely old, and I tell you that the devil was something made up from Christianity to scare the masses. So the devil does not exist in Palo. So for other people to say that we make a pact with the devil, just, oh my God, that is just, they don't understand. They have no understanding of how profound and beautiful this religion is. Because the devil doesn't exist. And I've seen videos, man, where they even gave him a name. It's just so funny to me. It's funny, because, and it's sad in the same way, because I'm like, Christianity created the devil, and now some of the paleros gave him a name. Like, they don't understand that this religion is very ancient, and that has nothing to do with Christianity. This religion, there's no devil in Palo. There's only energies. They're positive and negative energies. Now, when you have a positive energy, you would say it's a godly energy, and then if you see a negative energy, you will say it's a demon or the devil. But in reality, in Palo, and Zambi, created both positive and negative energy. So Nsambi is good and Nsambi is bad. He does both. It's a balance. It's a balance, like day and night, black and white. It's all coded, like in a binary code. You guys, if you can, that's just very basic what I said right now. And if you understand that, you'll be able to understand everything, all the teachings in Palo. So, yeah, when I hear these Christians and Catholics saying, oh, the Paleros, they make a pact with the devil and they make a pact with God and the devil. If you want to explain it to a person that is really religious, like brainwashed from Catholicism and Christianity, I guess you can say that. Okay, we make a pact with the devil and God. Okay, we do. But in reality, there's no devil. There's just energies. So, yes, we do make a pact with the positive energy in order to utilize it. And we make a pact with the negative energy in order to utilize it. We get introduced to those energies, and we're able, after the ceremony, we're able to work with both energies to move things, to manifest, to help people, to fuck people up. So that's what we do, man. Excuse my language. I've never cussed on any of my podcast, my prayer podcast, but you know, sometimes you just gotta to put your point across. I probably shouldn't have, but I hope I don't lose nobody, and I apologize if I offended anybody, but I'm just trying to get a point across. There's a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of people that just throw shade on us. And I'll tell you one thing, man. People tell you out there that Paleros are evil and crazy and that work with devil and demons. None of that exists in my world. I do good stuff. I do good stuff and I do bad stuff. I'd say about 75% of the works that I do are positive, and about 25% of them are negative. That's not of my choice. That's just what comes to me, and that's what I'm allowed to do. My prior episodes, I've said I don't ever do nothing if it's not in the justice of the spiritual realm. So 80%, 75% is positive, that they let me, that I'm allowed to do, and I'm allowed to do 25% of the negative. Now, the majority of the people that come to me, it's about 90% of them are negative, want negative things done to them, for them. And I'm giving you numbers just so you could kind of analyze what I do. None of it's my choice. None of it is my choice. See, in order to be a good tata, you got to understand that all the works that you do, it's not your choice. There's things that I've wanted to do in my spiritual life that I wanted to do, and they told me no, so I didn't do them, you know? So you get humbled really, really quick, man. Don't do something you're not supposed to. So guide yourself with your ganga. If your ganga says no, don't do it. If they say yes, balls out. So this will be the end of the episode. I tried to end it earlier, but it got so exciting. As you guys can see, I'm very enthusiastic about this beautiful way of life, and I love it. I love doing it. I love the energies, all the mpungos. I have love and respect for them. They do a lot of work for me. Well, I do a lot of work for them. This will be the end of episode number one. Thank you, guys. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector.